Sagal, Gahed Dokdin Yungets. My name is Janice Brandt, and I'm going to share the story of the snow snake. It's a Haudenosaunee legend. A very long time ago, when our people were warring against each other, there was a chief who knew that there must be something different than competition through conflict. He fasted and prayed for many days, but no answer came to him. The chief knew that he must go alone into the mountains and in seclusion receive his answer from the Creator. He packed provisions and left on a long journey. After traveling for many days, he reached a tree-covered mountain. He climbed to the highest point possible, where alone with nature and the Creator, he fasted and prayed and waited for an answer. After many days, the chief became weak from lack of food and sleep. He thought he would never return home and that he would die on the mountain. He was very sorrowful that an answer was not forthcoming, but felt that he must continue his quest. With his last bit of strength, the chief tied himself in a standing position to a large hickory tree. In this way, he would be able to stand before the Creator to wait an answer. Again, the chief waited, and when it seemed his life was nearing its end, there was a great calm. This happened at noon, when the sky was its brightest. Suddenly, the birds stopped singing. The sky became black. The darkness was absolute. The chief thought that the answer was about to come, the message from the Creator. With his very last ounce of strength, he managed to raise his head and look to the sky. Amid the calm and the blackness, the sky opened. The chief heard loud thundering noises coming from the heavens, and giant thunderbolts streaked down through the skies and struck the ground all around, leaving destruction. Whole trees flew in the air and landed on the mountainside. Then they slid down the slope, leaving large troughs in the snow. One of the largest lightning bolts struck the tree to which the chief was tied, and it was blown into a multitude of pieces. Some of the pieces were about 3 or 4 feet long, and some were as long as 10 feet. The splinters flew up into the air and landed in the troughs. Down the mountain the splinters traveled, reaching tremendous speeds in the troughs. This continued for a time, and then as suddenly as it began, it stopped. The day became bright with sunshine once more, and the chief's strength miraculously returned to him. He ran down the mountain, and after several days of traveling, was back among his people. The chief still had not discovered the answer, so he went to his home and slept for many hours. When he awoke, he ate. He was excited because he knew he had been given an answer, but he was unable to understand what it was. He continued to think about it, and on the second day of his return, he slept again. During this sleep, the chief dreamed. He saw once more the events that had occurred on the mountain. And when he woke, he told his dream to the vision people. The vision people, or dream tellers, listened intently to his story. The hawks, who brought messages from the Creator, arrived with an explanation for the dream tellers. And on the third day, the answer was clear. It was a gift from the Creator for competition among people instead of conflict, through the game of snow snake. The message went out to the warring nations and council was called, where the dreams of the chief were told. Snow snake was formed, and it was known by many different names. A track identical to the one on the mountain was made. Word was passed to all the nations to send their strongest and most intelligent warriors, who were to prepare the pieces of wood in order to compete with one another. The snow snakes were to be thrown as hard as possible to achieve the greatest distances. In this way, by a direct gift from the Creator, The first game was played. Nyanwa took Nigo. Thank you, the end. Before the game began, thanks was always given to the Creator, and this tradition continues today. Our people stopped warring with each other and began to play Snow Snake. Over the years, it evolved into the intense, competitive, and popular sport that it is today. Snow Snake still brings our people together, as it did when it was first given to us. It was said that as long as Snow Snake was played, the language, the culture, and the stories would continue among our people. If Snow Snake ceased to be played, our heritage as a people would be lost. To this day, the people of the Haudenosaunee Six Nations Confederacy continue to play this game and continue to give thanks to the Creator.